Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH, a podcast on TRS Radio. My name is Anglo, and with me, I have Nike.
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's been a while. Like that stupid 90s song or something. Anyways, how long has it been?
It's been a while!
Yeah, that you hear on those rock stations that have been playing the same songs your whole life.
Cheap ass motherfuckers do not want to buy the rights to play any new song.
Yeah, we're gonna keep on playing like Red Hot Chili Peppers under the bridge or something like that.
Hey, listen what I say.
Wrong song, but still.
But it's
yeah, I know.
That's part of the same package deal they paid for with the licensing company.
Yeah.
Like, you could start a business just as a song license middleman. You work between different stations and the publishers.
I wasn't really listening because I thought something was wrong with my mic, but I agree.
Okay, good. No dissent allowed.
So, what have you been doing today?
Same old, man. Keeping up with my my stuff, staying on top, making good grades.
That's right.
You know, the usual.
Well, for me, a lot of personal stuff has been going on the side, so that was getting in the way, but...
Oh, you don't say. Would you like to talk about the deepest, darkest moments of your personal life for everybody to hear?
No, I'm good. I've been reading Freud.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
It's the greatest thing I've ever read.
The longest book I've ever read was a biography of Freud.
Which biography was it?
I don't remember. I read it back in high school. It was fucking long.
To show you how much of a pretentious idiot I am, the longest book I've ever read was Infinite Jest.
Okay. Mission accomplished.
I've read a few long books, like around 1,000 or so pages, but I think that was the longest. I generally read nonfiction, though. I haven't really read like 1,000-page nonfiction.
Italians read infinite gesticulation.
Yes. So I think that that's the longest one I've read.
Base.
Yeah, I mean, I've only really started recently. I read a book on Freud. It was a very short introduction to Freud, one of those Oxford, very short introduction.
Honestly, it's kind of suspect how much you could write about Freud's life.
What do you mean?
Like, this biography is just long as fuck.
And oh, like, yeah, dude, biographies are always long, and they're boring. I hate them.
Like, you've never read a biography?
No, I have.
You particularly enjoying?
I mean, I think the last one I read was the Lindbergh biography. I think the guy's name was Scott Berg. It was actually really good and balanced, but it was long. But it wasn't bad.
Man, that guy, like, got nothing that he deserved.
Yeah, he was really... He did an amazing feat, but he's like, no one knows about him anymore nowadays.
Oh, wow.
Especially
I learned about him as a young kid in school.
I feel like I didn't. I feel like I didn't really know about him until I got red-pilled.
I guess I had a more based education then.
Or I just didn't pay attention to that class. I don't know. But I'm a good student, so I don't know what happened there.
I remember, when we... first learned about Lindbergh. I think I learned about Lindbergh before we went over him in school. Because as I've told you before, I was
autistic.
You can't really ever get out of the plain autism game. Like once a plain autiste, always a plain autiste. It's like trains, but
I'm not a plain autiste. I'm very exciting and different. And
airplane autistes are the superior kind.
Go on.
You're
just a plane autist, and so you're hurt on because you're into planes.
Yeah, and so, shortly after I learned about him, my dad introduced me to Chuck Yeager.
Don't know who that is.
He's a Air Force general. Oh, he's like a super experienced pilot in World War II.
How many?
Just another American badass.
How many Germans did he kill?
A lot, I think.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure German himself with a name like Jaeger.
Yeah, no, that's the craziest thing about World War II. There are so many like Germans fighting Germans. Especially then, like, there are actual German Americans, where now, like, a lot of people are mixed. Like, oh, I'm half German, half Anglo or something. I guess that would be me. You would see, like, for other people, like, they're, like, 100% German, and maybe, like, their parents or grandparents spoke German at home, and now they're in Germany fighting Germans.
Yeah.
You know? Interesting situation, to say the least.
Brigadier General Jaeger, he is still alive. God bless him. 97 years old.
Damn. It's pretty crazy. He must have been pretty young then, when he was flying them planes.
He was born in 23.
Okay. Yeah, he was a young guy. He was 22 when World War II ended, so.
Yeah, no, he was the first pilot in his flight group to make ace in a day. And, like, in a single, like, flight, he downed five planes.
Mm. Yeah. So I have mixed feelings on that. I mean, it's probably cool, but you know who he was fighting.
Dude, come on. You credit where it's due.
Okay. I don't know.
No, it is bittersweet. It's like...
This guy did an amazing feat against people that he shouldn't have been killing.
And I mean, the guy made he was actually in the movie The Right Stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about that movie. I don't even know what it's about. I guess it's about Air Force or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is probably the most adept pilot alive on the planet.
I'm definitely not an adept pilot when it comes to video games. I hate piloting.
I wonder how he is at airplane video games.
I like those airplane simulators. When I was a kid in our old neighborhood, we had this guy. He had like a Castizo wife. I feel like he got her. He met her online or something. Like, she was straight from Mexico, but she was mostly Spanish. Anyways, just like weird kind of older boomer guy who was really into video games and like. He was really into flight simulators, and he'd spend all this money on gear. I thought it was weird. I'm like, man, I'm 12. I like playing like Counter-Strike, I guess, but like that being 60 and or no, like 50 and buying all that shit and a crazy gaming PC is kind of weird to me.
I just want, you know, if I ever had had the chance, I'd love to play a game of Il Tuo Stormovic with him.
The heck is that?
It's like one of the best combat flight simulators out there.
Nice.
But yeah, it's named after the Russian plane, the Sturmovik.
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 Sturmovik. Yeah. Have you attempted to learn Russian? Because it seems like you did a little Russian flair when you were speaking there. Like you were speaking in Russian.
I always try to be accurate.
Or are you just fucking around?
My pronunciation.
Like, it must have like a trilled R because it's Russian. But you don't actually know.
Well, I do know.
Okay.
that's how they do. That's how the Europeans do generally. You know, it's only this one fucking island where English happens to be invented where they're like, nah, it's just R.
It's R.
And that becomes
almost.
You know, not even the French do completely soft R. They not still like, kind of... They like do like a yeah.
They do it way back in the throat.
They do a garbled roll.
Yeah. Retard.
Retard.
No, you did a rolling R. That's wrong. You did like a Mexican R. I mean Spanish R.
This is a great segue into our comments. The most the first being from Minnesota Republic, who says, Les Miserables is the only acceptable Broadway show. Everything else on gay and degenerate.
What about and Cats?
Tam replies, more like Gay Miserables, spelled G-E-S.
Gay Miserables.
And I replied to him, LMAO.
Wasn't Sacha Baron Cohen in the movie version of Les Miserables that came out like 10 years ago?
What? No way.
I think so.
Look it up.
I'm going to have you look it up. I'm going to do it.
I will.
Sorry, my mic cut out a little bit. But yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen was in Les Mis, I'm going to fucking freak out. I don't know what role he played. Was he the innkeeper or something?
I don't know.
Fucking hell.
Did you find out?
He's not on the list of, like, the main list of,
whatever. Maybe I was wrong.
Cast. I'm glad you're wrong. Fuck that guy. I hate him.
Borat. Yoskamesh.
Yes! Oh my god, he is the innkeeper! Fuck!
Oh, you're right.
Goddamn. How did I know exactly what... Well, okay. For one, the innkeeper does look like him, but I didn't fucking realize.
You didn't put two and two together. He played a Frenchman, I believe, in that stupid movie, that Talladega Nights movie.
I'd never watched that.
Yeah, I don't really like...
I was too young for that. Like, my parents would not let me see that.
Oh, well, I get... My grandparents, I think, watched it. I was there. They don't care. They didn't care. Yeah, I'm not into those, like, Hollywood funny movies. I've always...
Yeah, it's because they make him a damn ginger in the movie.
Really? The Sacha Baron Cohen as a ginger. I want to see that, man.
They have his, like...
He's like one of those ginger
His
kids.
Hair, his beard, and his eyebrows all dyed red.
Because he have those Ashkenazim who have red hair.
Ashkenazim?
Yeah. Ashkenazim. Nazim? I think that's the plural of Ashkenaz. I don't know. I'm trying to do Hebrew.
Yeah. You know, with the M and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. This Crypsis was deep, man. I didn't realize because of the red hair. I swear to God.
I gotta see him with red hair. What the? Bruh.
Yeah, Monsieur Fernandier.
I mean, he does look French, I gotta admit. I'm sorry, Frenchman out there, but...
Better to be a counterfeit Frenchman than a real one.
Oh, wow, I did not know he did the whole hair dyeing thing.
Yeah, no, all of his hair is red in that movie. And
wasn't
that's
he
why
supposed to play the based... Freddie Mercury in the Freddie Mercury movie, but they got that
what?
Arabic guy instead.
He was supposed to be Mercury?
Yeah.
That would have been just insulting.
You know, I'm saying he's based is because Freddie Mercury is descended from the Zoroastrian, like, refugees that went to India. He's like Persian, basically.
His family's from Zanzibar.
Yeah, but they went from India to Zanzibar.
Hank Hogan says, call out equals shout out. Love you guys. God bless. God bless you too, Honk. I hope you're doing well.
Hope you're honking along.
I do too.
You don't have sad seasonal, what is that called? Seasonal affective disorder, the depression.
Yeah. Seasonal.
I don't have that. I was just
saying. Affect disorder.
Yeah.
Stupid ass dummy, as, Takeshi69 would say.
Go on.
That's what it stands for. Jonathan Fash. Oh. It says, lived in KC for a bit. That gay thing is real. They got very concentrated in one part of town. The boys call it the gayberhood. Apparently, a lot of places have a quote-unquote gayberhood. Fuck me, it seems like gay. The only thing that's not fake in America is the gay.
Gay,
and,
gay
you're not
hood.
Wrong. Oh,
bears.
No.
That's where the bears hang out.
Well, you know what? It's bear season, and...
Oh, gosh.
You can fill in what you do.
Gosh, that was a long time ago when we talked about Kansas City, so that wasn't old. We haven't recorded in a while.
You don't need to point that out.
Okay, I'm just thinking. It was just like, oh, wow.
Loki says, Buffalo proclaimed a fake gay neighborhood back in the 90s, an attempt to survive the real estate prices, and, that doesn't surprise me in the least. Thanks a lot, Jews.
Any more comments?
Yes. Varazyaska says, speaking of Iron Eyes Cody, I recently rewatched Ernest Ghost Camp, which was his final film. Ernest movies are a guilty pleasure of mine, and they have got progressively more stupid. But they are mostly pause-free and family-friendly. My avatar is a high school photo of Jim Varney, but I digress.
That's whose avatar is. I'm wondering. I've seen that avatar for years.
I have too, man, and I'm glad I finally found out.
I thought it was like his grandpa or
something. You know, you just make these assumptions sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I know it really, like, thinking about it, like, he's not going to use his grandpa as an image, but it felt like it in my mind, you know.
It's like, there's some Hungarian dude I have no idea who
they
exactly.
are. Yeah, exactly, that's what I thought.
It's like, I'm not even going to bother to know, because if I, even if I find out what their name was, I won't know anything about them.
All the consonants, man. No. Hungarian's probably cool. I'm not trying to rip on it.
Yeah, if you a non-Turanist Hungarian, you a real nigga.
Yeah, Magyar.
Magyiga.
I think he was making fun of my pronunciation of mestizo, because I say mestizo instead of mestizo. I think it's technically mestizo, isn't it?
Yeah, mestizo.
But I say mestizo because, like, my automatic
Think about the baseball team from New York and the mestizos.
My automatic pronunciation to foreign words are, it's in a German pronunciation because that's the first foreign language I knew and the one I use most often. So, like, it has, like, a weird t. Like, I think in German, like, they have, like, the, it's more like a t. You know what I mean? So.
I suppose, yes.
So, anyways, go on.
He continues, I just don't understand how that Coomer guy is not ashamed to go out in public wearing a Pornhub t-shirt. In the aughts, people at least pretended not to watch porn. This is what you get when you can't shame degenerates.
It's America, man. It's freedom.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it over there.
Have you seen, like, other people, like, adopting the format of the Pornhub logo?
Yeah.
And they put their own brand in the black on orange, like, YouTube ripoff.
It's the most, yeah. Well, that was a ripoff of YouTube, and then now they're ripping off that ripoff of YouTube.
Yeah, it's like, this is the worst memetic hole we have ever gone down, and that's why marketing is of the devil. The id says...
Oh, forgetting some Freud in here!
The yid of the id.
Yeah.
Not to push back on the stop giving money to pedophiles push, but there is a single streaming or cable subscription that you can pay for, which money doesn't go to pedophiles. So, if you pay taxes in California, guess who you're giving money to? Fuck you. Stop giving money to pedophiles. If you're paying for Netflix, you're giving money to pedophiles. So stop it. Just stop. Literally figure out a way to acquire that content for free by legal means. You know, interpret that how you will. Desert Fox, he says, Nike is spelled the pale death of the Saracens, and I can't disagree. Joey Baloney, he says, I white people, I meal deliveries, simple as T. Krug Brain.
That's right.
On the French guacamole question, I'd say brie cheese is the closest. I can put it on the cracker. I can put it on the bread. The French are the most sophisticated. We put the cheese on the cracker, but we do not dip.
Brie has that nasty, thick coat over it.
The rind?
Yeah, the rind, of course. Why did I say the rind.
You don't like rind cheeses?
No. I mean,
I just
I'm
like
very...
the taste of brie, honestly. It's kind of like too moldy.
Yeah, I mean, the rind tastes like mold. You're allowed to eat the rind.
Yeah, I mean, a baked brie is probably the best, where it's kind of like a...
Yeah.
Like a Danish, almost. But, yeah.
Swedish.
So, this is a great segue into a topic I wanted to discuss at length.
So, what? The segue thing? The segue bike?
Yeah.
Foot bike? Okay, go on.
The people mover. And, well, we all know there's white, but, you know, for the more sophisticated racists out there, there's white and then there's white. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you aren't white unless your your ancestor's place of origin has a cheese named after them.
Huh.
And I was discussing this earlier this week with Mr. Johnny Rico. And it sort of just became apparent to me that, like, yeah, you're not really white unless you've got your own cheese.
American cheese.
America does have plenty of cheeses. Actually, Munster, I learned, is an American cheese.
It's not from the city of Munster?
No, it's a copy of a cheese from Munster.
Oh, welcome to my reality that's breaking.
German immigrants tried to replicate a cheese made in Munster in appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And marketed as such here. The spelling is different.
Yeah.
We have the French spelling of the city. Is the name of the cheese, but it's I believe that city is now in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
yeah, no, that's an American originating cheese.
You know what cheese I've been into recently?
What have you been into?
Very Indo-European cheese is paneer.
Oh, balak paneer is such a fucking good dish, dude. I love that shit.
Yeah,
probably my favorite Indian food is balak paneer.
I was at this Indian restaurant and they did this thing where they cooked the paneer in the tandoori oven. Because paneer, it's the type of cheese it is, it's very thick or dense. So like you could kind of treat it as like a kind of meat, you know? It could be like a meat substitute vegetarian meal. So like you could have paneer tikka masala or something like that.
Yeah, you're not even exaggerating. That's definitely doable.
Yeah, it's like it's like tofu almost, but even more dense and firm than like a firm tofu. So like it's very usable in that regard. Anyways, but yeah, mm-hmm. I had that. It's pretty good. And I tried it myself. I made a paneer tikka masala myself. I'm like, damn, this is pretty good.
And I want to give credit to a certain race of white whites that really hit above their weight, and that would be the Danes.
How?
I mean, they made Havarti.
Havarti.
And that's such a damn good cheese. It's like you don't really expect much out of the Danes in regards to their cuisine.
Nor Americans.
But they punch way above their weight with coming out with Havarti cheese. Like, good on you, Denmark.
I probably have eaten it, but I don't know.
It's like they've established themselves as the whitest of the Scandos.
Hey. Are you serious?
Well, I mean,
you sound
What else are we coming out with?
The natural conclusion is the Swede.
Norway? What cheese you got? Sweden? Anything?
Know. They have their own. They have cheeses there, man. I've had Finland? Some Swedish cheese.
Something? You know, maybe you got reindeer cheese, but I ain't ever had that shit.
I gotta choose Sweden for everything. Especially over Norway. Because I'm a fake... Well, they got plastic patty. Plastic.
You're an IKEA Swede.
Yeah, I'm an IKEA Swede.
You know what is the most famous Swedish cheese, like Greve cheese?
I don't know. Let's see what my glorious ancestral country of some of my ancestors, because the rest came from England and Germany. Swedish cheese.
I think the most, like, the only Swedish cheese I have any familiarity is the Greve.
I cannot pronounce this. Ugurmit. Halastost. That sounds more Hungarian to me. You know what's good? The pickled herring. Sometimes it's gross. I had one where it was like pickled herring in, what flavors they with cinnamon and like stuff like that. It was kind of weird.
Ooh,
but I had this nice. Like one pickled herring that was damn good.
Freaking starving.
You could pick that stuff up from IKEA, actually.
I like the way they set up the IKEAs. They've always got like the to-go
Swedish
food at like after the checkout line.
Yeah.
So like I don't know, they got their shit on lock at IKEA, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's crazy what you could get for like $2 at the
like that fucking Lingonberry jam.
It's pretty crazy.
I love Lingonberry so much.
Ligon.
I'm loving that Ligon. Ligma berry.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The American equivalent, I guess, would be like having cranberry. What's that called? What do you just call that? That cranberry stuff at Thanksgiving.
Cranberry sauce?
Yeah, I guess it's a sauce. Sometimes it's like comes out of a can and it's like more like a, almost like a jello.
It's jelly.
Yeah.
It's called cranberry sauce, no matter what.
Okay.
Norway, they got like, what, Gammelost cheese?
Probably. I don't know much about cheese, man. I'm pretty
uncivilized.
That's the
only Norwegian cheese I can think of, and that shit looks gross.
Yeah, it's from Norway, so.
Yeah, it's probably like kept underneath the rotting carcass of a shark.
Yeah. Or it's, like they make like it in burnt churches or something.
Somehow they milk a shark.
Yeah, milk a shark. I know in Iceland they eat like some fermented whale meat or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. So, what else? Finland? I can't even think of a Finnish cheese. I'm just going to assume...
I'm just going to finish the rest of the cheese.
I'm going to assume they make cheese out of reindeer, and that's unique to them. But other than that, you know, do they even have their own cheese? Nah. I think the Danes, you know, I have to give it up to them. You know, they're the whitest Scandinavians, because they have, like, good cheese.
That's right.
Shout out to you, Denmark.
I guess. But shout out. Sweden.
You're still going to be salty about it. Step it up, Swede. Make a good cheese, damn it.
They don't even make good cheese. They just have beautiful culture and...
Is it worth it if they don't got good cheese, though?
I don't know. I'm not very, like, even though I do have... Swedish ancestry, I don't go around like I'm a Swede, you know?
You must submit to the Dane law.
No, fuck that.
The Havarti Dane law.
It was kind of funny because, like, you know my name, Anglo? People sometimes think I'm, like the most Anglo guy that they're going to meet. Like, oh, yeah, so you're like, 100% Anglo, right? Because your name's Anglo. I chose the name Anglo because of, Latin Americans sometimes, or, like, Mexicans will use the term Anglo to describe white Americans. I don't think they use it so much anymore, but you'll hear that like from some families, like, oh yeah, hang out with the Anglos, you know. It's kind of like how the Amish use like English to describe Americans. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I do have English ancestry. That's been here since.
Or like the Jews call us Goyim.
Yeah. So I do have some English ancestry, obviously, because I have a good.
I'm so sorry.
What do you mean, man? This is like old school American, been here since the 1600s, compared to this like swarthy Greek telling me his family's been here for like 50 years, and he's like, no, like 20 years, and he's like,
ooh. We run this shit. I am the captain now.
So. And it's not New England Anglo. Not that I have to shit on that. I actually kind of have a soft spot for Puritan New England, like, WASP stuff. It's kind of cool. I've always liked that. Even though a lot of people like to shit on it. I kind of like that look and that culture, you know, to be honest. But I've never been around it, really, because I'm not from there. But, yeah, like, watching Gilmore Girls and, like, her parents, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
I don't know what that...
Like, the parents of her grandparents of Rory, whatever her name is. I don't know.
I don't know anything.
Like the dad wears like tweed jackets or like sweater vests and like.
So they're WASPs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
And they're like well off and you know cultured and stuff. So I kind of always kind of
must be nice.
But I'm just like peasant English, like indentured servant.
Damn.
Stock. No, I am related to Oliver Cromwell.
Ah, So you're going to hell.
And Bertrand Russell.
So you're definitely going to hell.
Who else am I related to?
Not only are you a traitorous revolutionary, but you're a godless...
And I'm also related to Churchill somehow.
Damn. Satan's going to have a fun time with you. It's like, we've been waiting for these families to come together in one genetic stock.
But I think that's the case probably for a lot of English or Anglo-Americans. If you go deep down and do some like deep genealogical research, you could find weird connections.
Man, if I were you, I'd be like unable to sleep every night wondering how I'm going to make it up to God to forgive me for the sins of my ancestors.
Well, I'm also on the other side, the German side, like they're really recent. So my great grandfather was an SS officer. Oh, that makes up for it. So that makes up for that.
Yeah. Nah, you're going to heaven. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have any cheese?
Some Welsh cheese?
Connected to your family's, like, origins? Probably.
Somewhere in Germany, or if not, you know, somewhere in southern Germany.
I've got family that goes back to making a Graviera cheese.
What about feta cheese, man?
Well, I mean, everybody makes feta cheese. That doesn't really distinguish you amongst the others in Greece. There are some cheeses that are just like poser originals. Like, you'll see cheeses supposedly unique to North Macedonia, and it's just fucking feta cheese with a Slavic name. So congratulations, you made cheese from sheep's and or goat's milk. Whoop-de-doo.
We're back. I didn't count us in, but Nikkei, we're back.
Okay.
From interruption of people in my house being loud.
It's getting loud in the Anglo house.
Yeah. We're just a bunch of marimuts running around. Really mention.
The Brits, they claim to have over 700 different types of cheeses native to their country. Well, yeah, to their country.
The Brits?
The English, specifically.
The English, yeah. I'm such an American peasant that I don't know much about the different cheeses of the world. Even though I grew up with a European grandmother, you know, and all that, and I've been to Europe as a young kid. I went to Europe as a young kid. I just don't know much about the fancy cheeses that they eat over there.
I think they have like a official like government backed or like maybe just an industry supported group that says like throughout the entire like UK, like the British island itself, there's like almost 2,000 different cheeses.
Oh, I thought you said there's gonna be like some organization that made sure the cheese is authentic, because I know
I'm sure they do that as well.
In Italy, they have like that stamp. If you're looking for real Parmesan, like not just like Parmigiano Reggiano, it's got to have that stamp on it of like some stupid or not stupid, some organization in Italy for their cheese. I don't know why I said stupid. I don't know, but
it's just because we're so used to fucking like fake shit here in America. It's like, oh, that's stupid. Why would we ever like have any certification of authenticity?
I'm authentic. You know? That's all that matters.
Okay, my cheese has only come from the stamped region of Italy. It's well, like
here in the States, it becomes kind of like that, like a sort of signal thing. Like, yeah, I got the like real.
But for them, it's like it's the difference between like going out of business or not, because well, they can get like some fucking third world shitholer to do it for 30 cents on the dollar, if not less. And so they can sell the cheese under the same name for cheaper. But, like, no, yeah. these policies are good because they protect,
well, they
like,
are good. Cause you can
white
get,
artisans.
Because you can get Parmesan cheese, which is not Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah.
Like, with an S, that's not how you actually spell it. And so, like, you get a block of it. You're like, oh, I'm going to make some Italian food with this. Like, this is not, that's not real Parmigiano. That's, like... Parmesan.
Like some fucking Jew like starts a factory
in the United Wisconsin States
where
stuff.
he like takes plastic shavings and dips them in salt water.
Like the pre-shredded stuff.
Yeah, and then puts them in a plastic container and calls it Parmy John.
Or like
kosher certified.
Like the Kraft Parmesan that's in the, I think they have like pizzerias.
Oh, fuck that stuff. That's gross.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty gross.
Dude, unironically, they probably like put like salted melamine.
Melanin?
No, melamine. I know.
Some salty ass melanin right there, very ashy. It's like
you just
the,
like you just like pass it out in your shit as a solid plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, America, they just let you eat anything without a second thought.
Yeah, I've just been really depressed about living in the States recently. I mean, I've always been critical
of... Maybe you should try a nice halloumi cheese.
Maybe that'll make me feel better.
Yeah, probably.
This is like, what do you?
I mean,
what do you,
halloumi cheese makes me feel better.
What do you do when you realize that like your whole city is basically a shopping mall and suburb that has no roots and it's a weird thing?
I don't know. Buy some new shoes or something.
Yeah, buy some.
It's like, well, if your city is a mall, I better at least have some damn good shoes. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I got my. I can see within, eye shot of where I'm sitting, my daily workout, Adidas.
Adidas. But I started skateboarding again recently, and last night, right, it was probably like 8 o'clock at night, I'm like, I feel like skating right now. Because I got finished doing some work stuff. And I decided to try this other skateboard we have in my garage, because normally I just run like a normal contemporary skateboard, but there's this like older style, like 80s style big skateboard with huge wheels that's for like cruising. I'm not used to it, so like I rode that. I'm not used to how loose the trucks were, and I was going down my driveway and I just freaking ate it. I fell so hard in front of this boomer walking his dog. Pretty embarrassing. And he's like, he went up to me and he's like, what trick was that?
Fucking roasted. Yeah. By a fucking boomer. He fucking beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Do you call that the Tide Pod?
Is that the Tide Pod challenge? Are you gonna go vote for Bernie Sanders?
You should have, like, gotten your face, be like, they call that trick the Tide Pod, because you just fucking ate it, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not very good anymore. I mean,
fucking
I wasn't...
dangles his old hairy nuts in your face.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, boomers aren't that savage.
Yeah, it was just... It was so unstable, I wasn't used to it. It's like
I don't know, I might have killed myself if that were me.
Nah, it's fine.
It's like, can I really go on living after the boomer just said this to me? I think I have to kill myself now. Seppuku to save my family's honor.
But I was trying to, I'm like, yeah, let me see. I can skateboard again. Maybe I could like land a 360 flip. No, can't do that. Can't do a tray flip. I could barely do a kick flip. I can only do like a shove it and like a 180 ollie. It's like, what the? That's what age does to you when you haven't done that in a long time. But yeah, I suck now. I did suck kind of then too. But I suck even more now. So it's, but you know, it's something to do in quarantine or whatever this thing is.
Yeah, our latest CoronaCast.
Oh yeah, we're still gonna have CoronaCast.
Dude, like, how fucking much longer are we gonna have to do this shit? Honestly,
probably another year and a half.
It's been, like, occurring to me this week that's like, yeah, you're probably going to get another full year of quarantine.
Yep. No, yeah, you are.
There
definitely.
Are, like, so many, like, just, I don't, they mean well, but for God's sakes, these people will still go along with this bullshit.
The thing that's so stupid, the thing that really ruined it is, like...
Just like, yeah, I'm doing stuff for Halloween, but it's only with my coronavirus crew. You know how it is. And I'm like, no. Fuck. Yeah, I get it.
Well, yeah, the thing is like, the lockdown, would have been fine, like, if we did it actually, if it actually was a lockdown in the beginning or something, instead of this, like, let's let people protest. and forget about everything we said.
Yeah, if it was actually like, hey, let's compete for food and survival.
Yeah, and let's like literally have like the biggest national protest that we've had in years. I'm like, okay, so this is over. Like, let's screw this. Straight
up purge mode.
Just screw this.
We have our national, like, you know, crisis. The shit hits the fan, as it were, and the shit goes south for, you know, several months, and then we reestablish order in libertarian paradise forever. Right? That's how it works.
Well,
nope. Turns out.
Speaking of libertarian paradise,
it gets worse.
Speaking of libertarians, have you heard of this new pop sensation, like kind of avant-garde, hyper-pop, in the style of like 100 Gex or something like that, this girl called Dorian Electra?
No.
Or I mean, genderqueer lady or thing called Dorian Electra. Have you heard of her?
Them? No.
One of the songs that I admittedly listened to, not a lot, but I listen to it here and there. It's called Daddy Like. Anyways.
Is that, you know, just like me, I'm Daddy Like.
Yeah, you're like, you look like a dad.
In my physique.
But she's basically, she's a part of that whole, they call it like hyper pop stuff. I think it kind of started like maybe like a few, like it's kind of like vaporwave inspired in a sense. All that stuff. But she is like an ultimate like rad lib, I think, because she's an extreme like feminist now, or she's an extreme feminist. She's transgender. She considers herself gender fluid, and she uses the they them. She uses the they them pronouns. And like, okay, that's
dude,
that.
The only thing that I consider gender fluid is coom.
Well, the thing is, this is the funny thing. Like that's not that crazy. Like there are a lot of these weird gender fluid pop hyper pop acts. They've been here for a while. Like what's that one black, like Mickey Blanco or what?
Hyper pop actism.
But the crazy thing is, guess what she started off as? Guess what her music act started off as?
Classical.
I'll just read from Wikipedia. I might as well, because they
tell me. I don't want to read it.
Electra first drew national attention in 2010 when she was 18. With the music video, I'm in love with Friedrich Hayek.
What?
Which lauded the philosophy of the Austrian economist Friedrich Hayek and garnered commentary from the modern Austrian theory professor Stephen Horowitz.
No wonder she became a tranny.
So she started off, and if you look back, there are like interviews of her from like 2011 before she like did all this genderqueer stuff, and she looked like a normal girl being interviewed by like Reason TV and all this stuff. But she started off as an autistic libertarian.
As an autistic Austrian?
Yeah.
How about that?
Not an artistic Austrian, which we prefer.
Damn, that would have been based.
But it's like she was doing that for a few years. And then she did this like turn. I don't know exactly when. Maybe I should have researched it more, but I just thought it'd be interesting to bring up because it seems to be the logical conclusion of libertarianism is this like weird intersectional feminist they them stuff, man. It's all self-important narcissism.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. But yeah, she like she's done stuff with like Charlie XCX and stuff like that.
Oh man, Charlie XCX does bad things to a white
nationalist. Oh god, look at this! Electra in 2017 released the single Jackpot through Grindr's digital publication Into More. Song that, quote, addresses gender fluidity, but in a more subtle, less explicitly educational way.
Shut the fuck up.
So, in 2016, Electra released Ode to the Clitoris on Refinery 29, detailing the history of the clitoris from ancient Greece to modern 3D models.
Hey, it's still there. That's the history.
It's always been there.
You know, so, oh shit, you know what? That part of the body, it still exists. We haven't evolved past it yet.
Yeah, it's funny because someone or people were commenting on one of the old videos where she was like doing her Friedrich Hayek stuff, and like some like white libertarian guys were like, oh my god, did you hear how she changed into this like gender fluid thing? Isn't that crazy? It's like, it's just the natural conclusion of your like self-important, self-worshipping ideology, man. So
based, if that's what they were saying.
Yeah, they were like kind of upset, but
good. It sounds like we had our guys out there being like, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, just don't be a libertarian. How about that?
Libertarian will turn you to a tranny.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just thought that was funny.
It's like, if you're a libertarian, it's like, when are you coming out to your parents?
It said she graduated from School of the Woods.
Wood, Englewood!
A Montessori high school in Houston. So she went
the Montessori Peckerwood High School in Houston.
School of the Woods. They attended Shermer College.
Oh, like Michael. She and all of her like siblings?
Huh? No, that's her pronouns.
No, I'm assuming it must be multiple people, right?
Yeah.
Multiple personality disorder.
I just laughed because it was called Shermer College, like David Shermer. It's spelled differently, but it's a great book school
in
Chicago.
I'm still caught up on on Wood.
Yeah, School of the Woods. School of the Woods. Yeah, it's
what's good with the wood?
Her name is, and I don't know. Is that really her birth name? That can't be the case. This is what Wikipedia says. What? Dorian Electra Friedkin Gomberg.
German people, man. What the fuck is your problem?
I'm hoping it's something else.
Say that again for the people in the back.
Dorian Electra Friedkin Gomberg.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It says their mother is artist and jewelry designer, Paula Friedkin. Friedkin, that sounds a little something else.
Yeah, interesting.
They were diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. Oh, how sad.
How could you even pay attention to what gender you are? Like, if you're gender fluid, that means it be changing, though. Like, how you paying attention to which one it be.
So, guys, take a listen to Dorian Electra.
Uh-huh.
New gender fluid hyperpop. You know, it's like kind of, you know, not highbrow, but it's like smart, like it's like critiquing pop at the same, that's why it's hyper pop, you know? It's like ironic or post-ironic, like PC music and all that stuff back in the day, you know? Like Sophie, she's also trans too, or he.
Dude, that's the fucking rabbit hole. I've seen good people. If you're listening to this, you know who you fucking are, dude. Gotta stop.
Wait, what?
All right, well,
I don't know what he's saying. So,
I got a friend.
Okay, you don't have to say more.
He started off as a Charlie XCX stan.
Uh-huh.
And then he got into Sophie.
Oh.
And he just, oh, man. Bruh.
Yeah, I remember when Sophie first came out, and I kind of liked it when it first came out. Sorry, but I did. That was like
I've refused to listen to any songs because you just, that person is a mentally ill, like hyped up tranny in Germany.
Yeah.
I can make it.
Again, the Germans, like, what is the deal here?
I don't know, man. Gomberg. She's gone.
Like, are we going to have, like, a reverse Nuremberg just to, like, prosecute German perversity?
I thought Sophie was British. Maybe she relocated to Berlin. Or he, sorry.
This, like, sexually abused child.
Scottish! From Glasgow!
Oh, they're Scottish?
Yeah.
I thought that family was from Germany.
What?
Whatever their last name is. Isn't it Callis or something?
Sophie's?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says Sophie Xeon. That's probably not her real name. You can't name yourself after a Intel processor. Let's see. Doesn't say anything on Wikipedia.
No?
Yeah. Huh. Identity. Yeah, like, I heard her stuff, like, or his stuff.
That nigga.
That nigga's stuff, when it first came out, like, 2013, 14, maybe like 14, and he didn't know who the person was. It was just, like, mysterious, so, like, I didn't know it was, like, a transgender. So I just thought it was kind of, like, interesting, you know?
I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Lemonade. Now I know what that song means. Disgusting.
Wait a second. This person's 33?
Yeah. 34.
Okay. I got, like, such wrong information about
Sophie?
This individual. This nigga.
Yeah. Charlie XCX. She's born 92. She's pretty young. Kind of, no, she's
I thought, like, Sophie was a German person who is, like, younger than myself.
No. He's like 10 years older than you. Yeah. I guess Dorian Electra has been doing stuff with Rebecca Black. Nice, I guess. I don't know. But is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I need to know if Rebecca Black is Jewish now.
She's a Mara Mutt. She is... Her mother is Mexican. And her father, originally from Iowa, is English, Italian, and Polish.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, shit, they have a song. Dorian Electra and Rebecca Black have a song called Edgelord.
Okay, what are the lyrics?
Let me go see. Let's go to Genius. Edgelord. Push me. Umru said I'm cute, going full tack. Those are the producers. I'm your edgelord. I'm so edgy. Wanna F me? Okay, F you. I don't need you. Pushing me right to the edge. Ha. We live in a society that's always lashing out at guys like me. They push me to the edge, you see? Never, never, never gonna come down. One question. Why so serious? Did I offend you? I'm so curious. Ha. My identity's mysterious. Never, never gonna come down. Shit. Fuck. I'm your edgelord. I'm so edgy. Wanna F me? Okay, F you. I don't need you. Pushing me right to the edge. I'm your edgelord. On the edge now. About to jump down. Watch me jump down. Taking you down. Pushing you right to the edge. Been in the game 6, 7, 8, 9 years. Swim past every crocodile tear. Feels comfy with the best seat at the table. Told you I could smash your petty trash labels. Ah, edgy life, easy like walking on the air. Bet that I've been doing this since daycare. Feel lucky that you ever caught a glimpse before I turn your favorite fuckboy into a simp. I'm your edgelord. I'm so edgy. Wanna F me? Okay, F you. I don't need you. Push me right to the edge. I'm your edgelord. On the edge now. About to jump down. Watch me jump down. Taking you down. Pushing you right to the edge.
Okay, then.
Okay.
But I did find this nigga's original name is Samuel Long.
Who? Sophie?
Yes.
You go to school in the woods too?
Samuel Long?
No.
I'm gonna cut me cock off and be a tranny.
Dude, this is not North SC, this is like Glasgow. I'm gonna cut me cock off. You bastard! I gave my dick back. A Glasgow smile!
Oh, God.
Isn't that what they're called? Those, like, thing, like the I'm the Joker thing? The cut. But yeah! Dorian. That was a very bad song, the Edgelord song. Maybe. I need to hear it, but,
The lyrics are not very inspiring.
Yeah, I thought maybe like it would say something about edgelords. Like white men.
They said we live in a society, which is true.
Yeah, they're obviously playing at the meme. Ah, man. Alright, well, is there anything else you wanted to say?
I don't have anything else, no.
Well, I'm going to end it with a comment on on genius.com for all the old people out there. That's where Zoomers get their lyrics nowadays. Sochiu says, Rebecca killed it in her verse, on her verse, and I agree.
You think so?
No, I don't know. I don't know which one it's her. It's the one, it's like, okay. Let's see the interpretations. Edgelords, this is from someone, because you can annotate the lyrics on Genius, and like the most upvoted interpretation like goes to the top, so like it helps you understand the lyrics. So this person analyzes some section and says, Edgelords are usually white heterosexual cis men who are able to occupy the best positions in society. Fuck you! No. It also means that playing the devil's advocate while hiding behind irony and anonymity, always getting others to explain why their statements are wrong and offensive, is a comfortable position to be in because it makes them indefeasible. From this position, they could refuse every attempt to label them and also refuse marginalized people their self-imposed terms. They especially refute LGBTQIA+ people's own labels, identities, by, for example, insisting that gender is a binary.
How much is the monthly cost for the plus?
Yeah.
How much extra would that be? I can only afford the normal account, which is free.
Yeah, that was stupid interpretation. Our people don't occupy the highest positions in society. We've said that many times, but it's increasingly clear now with all this, like, let's fire white people for the smallest things and let's put a black person in charge because of reparations or whatever and critical race theory. Like, you guys are pathetic.
Yeah.
You guys are just so stupid. It's Jews and their POC and some of their white lackeys that control are in power. We don't have anything. White, go to a university. Go to Yale. How many white goyim are there at Yale? Tell me. How many white goyim are at Harvard or at the greatest schools? We're underrepresented. We're like,
I don't think you're allowed to go to Harvard or Yale specifically unless you're circumcised.
Yeah. So like, give me a break. We're underrepresented in like everything besides like the Senate, but they don't even represent our interests. So
no foreskin zone.
Yeah. You guys, it's so like, congratulations, Dorian Electra. Anyways, anything else you want to say?
Hail Hitler.
Hail Hitler. Congratulations.
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil. Bye-bye.